Unit 8. The Rise of the Bourgeois. Brooks dubbed them Bobos, the bourgeois bohemians, who created a new anti-establishment establishment. They were the specialty cheese-eating, sport utility vehicle-driving environmentalists who rallied against the elite even as they became one of themselves. They were, in a sense, the anti-rich rich. Now, they are calling them the bourgeois, affluent entrepreneurs and executives who prefer to look like starving artists. An article in The Guardian says the financial crisis has made the bourgeois more common than ever. They're rich and they love to spend, but they like to pretend they're having as hard a time as the rest of us, the article says. It's the latest must-have term, fresh in from Brooklyn and Portland, where the streets are paved anew with bourgeois hipsters. The bourgeois are the countercultural rich who have adopted a form of consumerism against consumerism, a way of spending to make themselves look as though they haven't spent. It's a new way for rich people who don't want to be seen rich to buy their way out of the guilt and shame of having money at a time of mass economic woe. According to the article, they drive hybrids, have creative jobs, and grow their own vegetables. I wonder, though, whether the bourgeois are all that new or all that real. Even before the crisis, many of the wealthy liked to drape themselves in the camouflage of the proletariat, boarding the G5 jet in jeans, t-shirts, and sneakers. They preferred to be around thought leaders and creative artists rather than other rich people. They were the Google guys or the art-buying hedge fund managers in Greenwich, Connecticut. Bobos and bourgeois and those who pretend to be less wealthy have been with us for years. What has changed is that many of them no longer have to pretend.